Hey, gang, it's your old pals, Uncle Hank and Kippy. Just want to thank you for tuning in to Are You Garbage?
Yeah, guys, make sure you subscribe. That way you get the episode as they come out. And you can also go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code AYG to get bonus content and get the episodes before they come out and HD streaming. Do it.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Woo! Baby! Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? The show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day here in the East Village of Manhattan, here at Gash Digital Networks, Gash Digital Studios, the big fucking studio. My co-host coming at you from right next to me. He's my best buddy in the whole world, and if I don't tell you enough, I love you, kid. Gang, do me a favor.
It makes me feel weird.
The next time you're reaching for a best pal, you go ahead and make it a Kippy. And now with the holiday season, the Halloween season, you can get him in a fun size. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Unfortunately, I'm fun size all year round. Happy to be here. Thanks for tuning in. I talked to my wife.
Not the kid over here. I'll tell you that.
Kid's got a hog on him. Guys, make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. This one's already goofy. Full video available on YouTube, and you can sign up for Gas Digital Network. You get all the perks from the network. If you use promo code AYG, you save a couple of bucks. We make a couple of bucks. We get to wet our beak at the end of the month.
Love that money.
Win for everybody. Check it out.
Very nice. Gang, we cannot be more excited to have our very special guest here with us today. Mm-hmm. I am rock hard. I'm going to say that right now. I feel like he is the opposite of everything that I am. He's tall. He's attractive.
This has been one people have requested. They're like, you got to get him on. Gillis, KFC, they've all been like, because he's going to throw you through a loop, so we're not sure what
to expect. He seems like he's got a bit of an attitude, too, and I kind of like that.
No,
like,
he's a sweetheart.
He would not talk to me at a country club. I know that.
Yeah, because you'd be bussing tables.
If I was waiting tables for him, he would not make eye contact.
No, he's a sweetheart.
And I respect that.
There's really no country club I would join that would hire you. I don't know what else to say.
That kid's hot!
I just don't see working exactly somewhere that I belong to. I don't...
If they did hire you, he would switch places, for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a very funny stand-up comedian, actor, and a writer, all right? He is the host of Oops! The Podcast, and he has his very own comedy special out right now called Bad Guy. He's a fucking tall drink of water. Let me tell you, this guy's an Avenger. Give it up for Francis Ellis, everybody.
Hey, yeah. Thank you
Holy
for having
cow.
Me, guys.
You have to be. There's no way this guy's garbage.
Nah, he's class. You're class through and through.
Oh, I've got some skeletons.
Ooh, maybe you and your fraternity brothers killed a homeless guy once, but I don't even know if I would call that garbage.
That's a good time.
That's just rich kids being rich kids.
Yeah, we didn't have fraternities at my school.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Harvard.
Satellite or Maine?
Was it Harvard Altoona? What one was it?
Yeah, it was their primary, not an offshoot.
You went to Harvard?
I did, yeah.
Holy
What'd you study
shit.
At Harvard.
Who killed Kennedy?
I studied government with a focus on the Middle East.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so he could be an agent.
That's what I wanted to do.
Cover.
Really?
Originally,
yeah,
I wanted to.
Clandestine operations?
Yeah, I applied to NSA and the CIA.
Wow.
Didn't hear back.
Really?
Maybe I missed it. That's the thing. It could have been like I didn't read the soot in the chimney. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I think they...
Is that like a writing packet? You got a couple of monologue jokes?
Three desk pieces so you can get hired by the CIA?
Yeah. What's that application like?
It's really long, and it's a little intense because they ask you things like... I do sort of a bit about it, but they ask you, you know, have you ever done any illegal...
Drugs
narcotics,
and, stuff.
And then they remind you at the bottom of the page that all your answers can be verified via polygraph test, that they're going to confirm everything you have to answer, you know, and you're like, whoa,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
I bet you they wouldn't care if you smoked a little doobie. They want you to have a little street smarts.
Yeah, by that time I was a little deeper.
It wasn't a little doobie here.
It wasn't.
I think it was a little Colombian band.
I wasn't experimenting. I was doing at this
awesome.
Point.
All right, so now we got a little checkered past. I like to hear that. Good looking and damaged. That's what I'm going for. Holy shit, Harvard.
You were a lacrosse player, too.
I what? Was, yeah.
All-American or something? Or
in what? High school, I was an All-American.
Really? Yeah.
This kid comes from good fucking stock.
Did you play lacrosse at Harvard?
I did.
Holy
yeah.
shit. Full scholarship?
So the Ivies don't offer scholarships. Athletic scholarships. They do need-based only. So.
Where were you offered scholarships?
Well, I had a few. I wouldn't say they were like scholarship offers because... I don't think you get a scholarship offer until you've like said, yeah, I want to come to your school. But I
who's recruiting you?
A lot of Duke, Johns Hopkins.
See how he says that?
Albany.
You brag about Widener University.
Yeah, I played a little Division III lacrosse.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what's wrong with that.
See how nice. No, that's good. You're a good little kid, eh? Good shit. That's what that was.
Hey, fatty, go get yourself a candy bar, will you?
I went to this camp. There was a camp my junior summer called the Nike Blue. Back then, it was the Graftex Blue Chip Camp.
He sounds like Illuminati, doesn't he?
That's what Tim Dillon says. He texts me and asks me like when my grandparents are taking over, stuff like that. But there was this camp, and it was the top 100 players in the country. And I went to that. I got invited to go to that. And then I was one of the people that had like slightly better SAT scores, and all the coaches have their little... they have their folder on you. Mm-hmm. And when they see you out in the field wearing the number, they look up the number. Like, I like this kid. They look him up. They got your height and your weight.
Rap sheet.
And then your grade point average and your SAT scores and all of that right there. And they're like, well, I can either continue to look at this kid or not. And like, you know, Brown and Harvard and Princeton have to basically close the book on a lot of kids.
Sure.
But for me, they were like, oh, you know, we can work with that. So.
Nice. We're going to ask you anyway, but we might as well ask you now. What did you get on the SATs?
I took the ones that were three sections.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that?
That switched after. So how old are you? Like 30?
I'm 31.
Okay,
yeah.
So it switched right after me. I'm 34.
Okay. Yeah. So you were like one of the last
years. I was one of the last years to have the regular.
1600, but now it's back to 16.
16. They moved back to 16.
Yeah. So yours is out of what, 26?
It was a 2400.
So what'd you get?
I got a 2280.
Dude, that's three times what you got on the one out of 1600.
Who is this fucking guy?
I don't know. I mean, I tutored the SAT when I moved to New York and was doing stand-up for the first like 5-6 years I was here. So that was my gig.
That's a pretty good gig.
It was a good gig.
Decent hours, good cash.
I knew a kid that was a comic. He was real book smart too, but like his day job was so much more... Like I'm waiting tables, busting tables. He was doing that. He was like teaching kids like LSAT.
Yeah.
Like a tutor.
That's a whole new ball game. I took the LSAT, but it was way harder.
Why'd you take the LSAT?
Had a free day.
After 2 years of stand up and being in the mics, which were getting drearier and drearier, I just was like, I've given it a shot. This is crushing me, and I thought I needed to get real, so I decided I should go to law school. I went for 4 days and withdrew because I was like, this isn't what I want at all, and then I doubled down on tutoring and comedy, and that's when things started getting a little better.
You must have been going around to the New York open mics looking around at those people like they're fucking mutants.
Dude, you guys know. I mean, it was a race to the bottom.
Oh, man.
Every night
you
come in, and it was you're only performing for other comedians, so it's a contest to see who can tell the saddest story.
Yeah.
And if you get up, first of all, I would get up and everyone fucking hated me.
Right away. Right up, right from
I'm
the
like
jump.
Happy. And
you're the antithesis of everybody at a New York comedy open mic.
And so then all these comics, if I ever went like early in the show, which was rare because I couldn't get there in time to sign up early, I would go towards the, you know, if I ever went early, every comic after me would just talk about
you.
Me.
That fucking guy's talked about whatever.
And it would
Captain
be like
dickhead over
it'd be
here.
Like four comics later, and you're like, we're still on this? You know? What's happening here?
That's why they're still all in those basements. A lot of those guys never...
Hey, that's the price of beauty, buddy. I don't know what
that is. A lot of those guys never get out.
I sound like an asshole, but...
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
man.
Like how many, you know, Nazi youth jokes can you hear? You know, it was always the same fucking... Yeah.
What was the
yards.
Situation growing up? I'm assuming humble beginnings.
Well, my parents are from New Jersey originally. That's where I lived till I was four.
Okay.
Like Atlantic Highlands area, which isn't too far from here.
I don't know.
That sounds expensive.
Okay, I know Middletown.
Atlantic
yeah.
Highlands.
Yeah.
I was in the Norristown Lowlands, fucking outside of Philly, flood region,
below sea level.
Sounds like a place that the gnomes abide.
Yeah.
It's like it's a Middle Earth tier. Yeah.
His house was just a door and a hill.
A lot of mist. A lot of doors with big knockers on them.
Fog in the evenings.
Built into hillsides.
Hello, sir.
So,
gentlemen.
That's where we moved to Maine when I was four.
Maine.
That's, and I grew up.
Where in Maine. At Maine?
Freeport, Maine.
Okay.
It's close to Portland. Okay. It's like 20 minutes north.
Yeah.
So down east, they call it.
And what did your parents do? What was that situation?
My dad moved to Maine and started a small software company up there.
Okay.
When I was four.
It's called Microsoft.
No, he started it. He had met a programmer that had an idea, and my dad thought he could kind of conceptualize and build off this idea.
Uh-huh.
But the programmer was the guy who had gone to the University of Maine. You know, they have an engineering school. He'd gone there. And,
okay.
It was a software company that was going to connect. I don't mean to get boring, but like,
no, what do you mean? Well, I want to hear this.
To be honest with you, I don't really know exactly what
he was trying to get out. He's like, there's a thing with the rats. It's all ones and zeros, really. Yeah. If you think about it.
But to the CIA point, my dad traveled a lot when I was a kid, and I could never really understood what it was that he did. There was a serious time in my youth where I actually just assumed he was in the CIA. And I'm dead serious about that.
That's like Good Shepherd kind of shit.
And I wouldn't ask him.
There was never, you could have never mistaken my dad to be in the CIA. Strip club, maybe, but not a CIA. County jail.
A lot
something.
Of Al-Qaeda down at Nick's Roast Beef, I think.
Well, down at Scruples.
What did your dad actually do?
My dad owned a mechanical contracting company. My dad made a very good living. Lost it a couple of times, but nice. You know, there was money growing up. Yeah.
Redemption story. I like that.
Yeah. I think he's down now.
But sure. I'm trying to get to, like, what did your dad's dad do? Like, there has to be a lineage here.
I mean, you know, it's weird, dude. I would say this.
There's no way this DNA.
Well, this is what we were actually just talking about last episode with Jeff. Like, there's my family got money. First generation got money, and they're savages.
Trash.
They don't know how to spend it.
Yeah.
They still do it. Like, as you have it for generations, you become more and more refined, and that's what you look more refined.
Yeah, but retaining wealth.
Yes.
Over generations is very difficult.
Very difficult, yes.
It's that saying of
That's
like...
That's a rich guy thing to say right there.
Retaining, wow.
It's like the patriarch, you know, starts the company, his son builds,
yeah.
And then the third generation spends it.
Yes.
Fucking blows it all, yeah.
Is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
My family, it's going to sound ridiculous, and I want you to bear with me on this.
We're in, baby.
So my mom went to Princeton, but she was in the first class of women at Princeton and had to just basically get sexually harassed. I mean, sexually harassed
tough.
On a level where you're like, even
cringeworthy.
Doing a bit, you wouldn't even be like, ooh.
Yeah.
You couldn't bend to be like, that's funny
in any way. I can see that
being funny, yeah. She had a rough
time. Yeah, but crushed it and was whatever, did well. And then her dad went to Princeton, his dad went to Princeton. It was six direct generations at Princeton.
Okay.
Through my mom. And then my sister went to Yale.
Okay.
But she was a lacrosse player too, so she was also recruited. And that just helps. It makes it a lot
easier to get
into these schools.
Doors open.
Yeah. And then my dad went to Amherst College, which is like a little liberal arts school in Massachusetts.
Right.
But you know, his dad ran an industrial plant in New Jersey.
Okay.
Didn't really do that well. My dad started this new company. It didn't do well for 15 years.
Okay.
And then it started doing well, and then he sold it like 5 years ago.
All right. So you guys weren't rich like growing up.
We were fine. I hate to say this. I would say upper middle class.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate to say that because I know it's such a douchey fucking.
Especially
God,
in
fucking
the,
great. It's about time we got a little fucking class in this.
Well, I'm sitting right here.
What are you talking about? I'm not talking about your dad's joint fitter money. This guy's six generations.
Hey, he was skimming off the top.
Six generations Princeton. His mom went to school with fucking John Nash. What are you talking about?
You know who she was roommates with?
Who?
Lisa Hallaby, who was...
he's dropping rich guy names on
you'll,
us.
You'll
and I'm
love
like,
this.
Is that the broad that lived down on 3rd Street?
she married the
if
king
they don't
of
do
Jordan.
One of the voices for
the
Rick
king
and Morty.
Of Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God. Became, I know who you're talking about.
See, I knew you would. Wow. There you go, Foley.
I've seen her in the People magazine.
She's stunning. She's wow. Like, yeah. So Queen Noor, she became Queen Noor of Jordan.
Damn.
You guys ever get to hook up to go over there, spend a night at the castle?
So she's my sister's godmother.
What the fuck?
Well, my mom
so
was like...
So you're talking about your HVAC money. Do me a favor. Go check out the cars. So
we still owe some of the local unions a little bit of cash. Shout out to 690.
This guy's going to the presidential palace in Jordan.
That's right. And I think it's in Aqaba. Is the name of the city.
God bless you.
Yeah.
It's lovely in the fall.
I never went to Jordan, but I went to their house in England. They have like an estate in England.
An apartment or like, what is it?
It's huge.
Okay.
Sprawling
it's not
manor.
A flat, yeah.
Horses. And...
Damn.
No roommates, I would imagine.
They do. Dude, the prop, like those castles and shit, like those estates and fucking in England are fucking, they really do it well. Yeah.
Sure do.
Damn.
Pretty classy.
Think they all Airbnb that thing?
Let's get into a little RU garbage. So we're looking at upper middle class in Maine.
Yeah.
I guess we'll lead off with
I got
the,
one that we were just talking about. At what age? This is a big one. This is obviously you are not garbage. It's impossible.
I want to see if I can sell you that I am.
Excellent.
I love it. I don't think
deep seated
nefarious drug history
problems in my core. Yes.
Oh, I like my it. The DNA way he just said that made me
riddled.
Fucking shake.
Riddled with poison.
Oh, he could go psycho easy.
Yeah, this guy could list.
He could kill the both of
us.
Oh, baby.
at what age did you get your passport?
My passport. What a great question.
Because he doesn't have one, and he's 45 years old. So
there ain't nothing I need out there I can't get in the good old U.S. of A.
But you know, classy kid. I got mine pretty young, but like I had friends that were like, you know, 11 with a passport. So I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, they go
Christ.
To like the DR. Or
nah,
something
they were
like
traveling.
That.
What about you?
I mean, I would have been like probably like, 6,
damn.
Maybe even 5.
What was a typical family vacation?
That just blew your mind.
Well, we went to Florida a lot. When I was a kid.
Okay.
That was like where
like
we
Disney
went.
Like Disney or just like
just
Panama
like
City
shitty,
or something?
Shitty yes. places in Florida.
Okay.
When was the first time you traveled to Europe as a child?
When I was my mom studied French literature at Princeton and then got her PhD in French literature at Yale and taught French literature at Yale. So she speaks French and then I spoke French because of that.
What?
So we went to France. That's where we would go.
Damn.
But it was all like academic shit. I don't, you know, it's hard to.
You were partying at 9, you know?
No, sure, not, sure was.
Smoking it. Cigarettes like this?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Family of skiers? Family, you guys ski?
Yeah.
Do you look down on snowboarders? Snowboard?
No, I ski.
That's you look down on snowboarders.
I don't look down on them. I just don't like them.
Yeah. Do you rent skis or do you have your own
pair? What? Dude.
That can't be a real question.
We
by the way, the fact that you don't have a passport is so baffling because that means you can't even go to Canada, dude.
What the fuck am I going up there
or
for?
Mexico? I mean, places that are like...
Dude, he can't even make it to Delaware. You're worried about Mexico. He's not going anywhere.
It just never came up. It never, you know what I mean?
Why it doesn't just, I don't just stumble upon kayak.com one day and be like, oh, flights to Belize. I wonder what's happening. I want to see Machu Picchu. I don't, that's not me.
Have you been to Machu Picchu?
I can't believe you asked him if he rents skis. Dude, that's insane. Guy was going to France at 6. You think he's got a pair of rentals on? Holy shit.
No, but we were sensible. We rented until I stopped growing. And then,
smart with the cash. That's how you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
We ask a lot of, obviously, we have a lot of fucking scumbag comics on.
Sure.
Who tend to be very trashy. And one of the big ones about skiing is we ask them if they ever skied in jeans. And they all say yes, which is so trashy.
I want those people to get hurt on the slopes. Dude.
I grew up, I was a big skiing family as well.
I want them to injure themselves.
To get them off.
I want them to stop for a while, you know?
Dude, it's all like crusted on the jeans.
There's
they got the powder all at the bottom.
Their knees look so ghoulish and spindly. It's just
there was nothing cooler than a guy skiing in jeans when I was a kid at the Spring Mountain fucking ski resort.
Dude, you are next go-kart level garbage.
Were you skiing at one of those, like,
you've never been skiing?
I've been skiing a couple. I'm more of a tubing kind of.
Yeah.
You get me out on that thing, I'm fucking hot dogging it down the slopes.
He's got a plate of nachos on him, fucking cruising, dog.
Spuds McKenzie in my lap.
I hate to say that my mind went to, like, lake boat tubing, but no. It did, and then I was like,
yeah, Jesus Christ.
No, we attempted to ski a couple times when I was a kid. I hated it.
All sharing one lift ticket?
Yeah, hanging onto that tow rope, getting drug up the mountain, it was brutal.
Well, a tow rope's not a mountain. I mean, that's a hill. That's the bunny slopes.
It was scary. Whatever.
Your dad's walking around, his New Balance is at the bottom smoking cigs.
Also, really quick, actually, I shouldn't even say it.
No,
we're busting balls, right?
Oh, of course.
What?
Drug is not the past tense of drag.
Oh.
Getting drug up the mountain.
Well, he was getting drugged up on the mountain, so it's a little different. He was boofing fucking perks.
I love it. I had to say it because that's one, drug is a funny one.
What's that? No, it was a drop. Like
Dylan's well-timed drop.
YouTube's going to be all over for that one.
Spooking me.
There it is. Redemption. Where would you ski? Would you go to, like, you know, would you go, like, trips or just, like, local places?
We didn't go west, you know?
West. That's... Yeah.
Well, now, it's so much better.
But he's even go west.
Yeah, you got skiing out west.
That's what you do.
It's like going to the Hamptons. You're going out east.
Out east,
That's what people I know.
It's directional when you got
What was the earliest you ever had an oyster on the half shell?
I didn't like oysters at all.
No, what little kid does?
I was probably like, 22 or 3 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, a little later than you'd think.
All right.
But we ate a lot. I mean, we ate lobster, but it was cheap in Maine.
It's true.
It's just getting it
off the
boat.
Couple of lobbies, kid.
Yeah.
Stealing the traps.
Yeah. Maine's beautiful. Went up there for the first time. A friend of mine's got a lot of fucking money and has a house up there, and it was like, fuck it.
Money goes a long way up there.
Yeah.
Land is cheap. I was looking on, like, because we were up there, my girlfriend and I were up there for quarantine for like 6 months or something, and I was looking on, like, Zillow.
Oh, you could get...
Just for plots of land.
Yeah.
And, like, up in northern central Maine, which is remote,
mm-hmm.
you can get a 300 acres for $200,000, which is...
Is that a lot?
That's... Well, it's so much land.
It's so much land.
What are you going to do? Build, like, a go-kart track?
Save it. Land is a non-renewable resource.
That's
we are
a rich
running
guy thing
out
right
of
there,
land.
Too.
This guy's good.
At some point, not only
can
that.
Can you look at my taxes after this?
Yeah.
Look at my portfolio.
I got something on my knee. Would you take a look at it? I don't know what it is. Tell me if it's
good. Dude, I would love to buy land. Land would be cool.
I have that. There's such romance to that because, like, we've been in the city for city living is fucking tough, especially as a comedian. Like, the mics, outlay, work, all that shit. It's like it just wears on you.
It's hot out there.
And then I would just love to go get fucking land somewhere upstate New York. Maine's so fucking nice.
Imagine
and
living,
just leaving.
Yeah,
and just going, I'm out here.
Having a place that where you could get lost. How cool
on your
would
own
that
property
be?
To get lost out in the woods?
Yeah.
What
300
are you,
acres. You
300 acres is a lot. That's like 10,000 times what
you'd
your
starve out
is
there.
On.
The fucking coyotes would get you.
Yeah. There's no coyotes in Maine.
Ooh, I got invited to go bear hunting in Maine this year.
By who? Mark
black
Cuban?
Black bear hunting. And I didn't
are you a
go.
Have you hunted?
No.
I couldn't shoot a bear.
Nor could I.
Yeah.
Nor
especially
could
a little,
I.
A little black bear, a little snuggly one.
Do you know how they do it? They go bait. It's bait traps. So they basically fill a blue barrel with, no joke,
honey.
Dunkin' Donuts donuts.
Got my donkeys.
Really?
They fill it with that. And then the bear, it's at the base of a tree. A bear comes and sniffs it out.
Oh.
And then they release the hounds.
What?
And the hounds tree the bear. And you have the hounds' GPS on their collar. And you're like driving on
you
these.
You find it when they're all around one tree.
They're circling a tree. You hike into the woods. You see the bear and you shoot it dead. And it falls
that's
out
no
of the tree.
Fun.
Why wouldn't you just shoot it when it's at the donuts and you're up the tree?
Because you're not.
Because you're so
there.
Far away. You're in a car at another site or whatever.
Ah, that's fucked.
Just
up.
Go play laser tag
up,
at that point.
Yeah.
That's how they're gonna get me. barrel full of donuts. Walk right into their trap.
A couple of dogs chasing you.
Get out of here, Hughes.
The big man's at the top of an evergreen.
Oh, he's not a bear, but we probably still shoot him.
Shoot him, right?
I still want that apple crawler. We can scumbags.
We can mount him and put him in the game room.
I thought I could just the way his voice is when he said and they use for bait. I thought you were gonna say like a poor kid or something like that.
I wish.
Biddeford, Maine. That was the name of it. I couldn't think.
Yes, Biddeford. Of course,
that is a great sort of it's the dividing line between trash and
that is
and
Biddeford.
Class.
Biddeford.
Yeah, Biddeford. Well, you have both there.
Yeah,
you really do. But it's like it's trash people, and then it's wealthy.
Not, yeah.
Well-to-do yeah. summer visitors.
There's like a big mill or something. That's like my friend's family bought that, and like they're like rebuilding the whole town. Mm. So we went up there, and it's like this huge complex with like breweries and bars and shit.
No, I think it's coming up. It's not too far from Portland.
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes. And
Portland's
30 minutes,
exploding.
So,
yeah.
All right, let's knuckle down on this. Why do you think you're trash?
Well, I sold cocaine for a bit.
I don't see a problem there.
Let me get your number.
I took my and I've said this before, but. When I was tutoring in New York, when I first got here and doing the mics, I wasn't making any money.
Uh-huh.
I was working for a tutoring agency, and they would charge a lot for me, but I would get a very small percentage of that.
It's like a pimp and a hooker. Yeah,
exactly. And I...
I'm out here sucking it, you know?
I would see that a lot of my friends were getting into cocaine, and or people I knew were getting into cocaine, and I saw that the margins were a lot higher for that than
the
weed.
Margins.
You yeah, could then, just make
then, then training some moron to take the fucking PSATs, I'd imagine so.
So I asked a friend of mine who was like not, you know, he had some underworld connections.
Sure.
Nice.
And he brought me to a stash house in Brownsville, and we picked up a big amount from this guy named Poppy. That was his nickname.
Yeah, it's not government.
And
yeah.
it was a corner of the brick, so it was like stuck together. It had clearly been compacted.
Sure.
And came over the border in the, you know, maybe the foot of a teddy bear or something. Whatever. So I had to then cut that up. I had to
step on it.
I didn't step on it.
What?
No, because I was going to charge a lot for it since
gotcha.
I wanted it to be good. But
holy
I had to go,
sweating over here.
Those little scales, I had to buy one of those.
Yeah.
And little. Then I had to go find those tiny Ziploc bags.
Joann's Fabrics.
I could not find them. Any gas station 7-Eleven that you go to for those won't sell them to you, even if they have it, because they know what you want it for.
Damn.
So I had to use loose sandwich bags, which totally...
It's a mess.
Nah, that's actually pretty nice. And did you twist it?
I did, yeah. But it wasn't nice. It looked, you know, it looked like shit. It was the worst presentation
ever. He's worried about his fucking product design on a fucking 8-ball.
Yeah, this is really, you know...
Those were easier to get into, to be honest with you. So I've heard.
Yeah, but everyone likes the little one because you can dip your key in so easily.
True.
So then I did that for a bit and ended up just breaking even because I was... financing my own supply.
Nice.
And then that's when I started. Well, one of my friends got arrested for cocaine.
Jeez.
Okay.
For possession?
Yeah.
That you had given him?
No.
Okay.
He'd gotten it from somewhere else. But he, and then that opened my eyes.
Like just out at night?
Yeah. He went behind, like he walked out of a bar and went over to the sort of side alley and then went in there and was like, and then these cops came up. They'd seen them go in.
Yeah.
With flashlights and.
In the city?
No. In Montauk.
Ooh. Oh, they're looking at
you. East Hampton police.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And they spent the night in two of my friends. And oh, this is crazy. So one of them had bought two little bags, and the other had only bought one. And the weight of the cocaine in the two bags knocked it up to a felony for that kid. And then my other buddy only got a misdemeanor.
Like possess some small possession nothing. Charge. Damn.
Good to know. Keep a little on you, folks. Just keep a little
or eat
on
it when you see the fucking fuzz coming.
Sure.
Don't eat it.
All right. I got one here. Have you ever had a manicure?
No.
Ooh. I would have paid
you. I don't. Just so you know, I don't want anything that we just jumped away from that. I don't see any garbage in that. What
no
you
garbage?
Just told, no.
Selling narcotics?
Selling high-end
cocaine. He's cash, though. That's normal. Like, in his circles... he's frowned upon. You're like,
dude,
ah,
would that be frowned upon?
I'm not even kidding you.
I'm not kidding you. Picture this, okay? Right. So I'm in my apartment with, I live with three of my Harvard buddies, and I'm selling cocaine out of my sock drawer. They're going out every day to their finance jobs and making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Did they know that you were...
They kind of had an idea because people would come in and buy it from me, and I was the my downfall as a dealer was that I was too generous, and I would always give people like a taste with me before they like bought it. And I only had one framed glass. Actually, I had two. I had two framed glass surfaces in my room. One was a picture of my family, and the other was my Harvard degree.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I felt too, like it was too fucked up to do cocaine off my parents' faces. So I would take the Harvard degree off the wall, put it between my legs, chop up some lines, and do give away cocaine to people.
Jesus.
Oh, sounds like a rookie.
And there's
move.
Something very eye-opening when you're doing that, where you're looking down at your Harvard degree and you're like, there has to be a better use for this.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I'll
that's trashy. That. It's definitely trashy, for sure. I don't think it's going to make you trash.
Did the roommates kick you out or anything? Or did they?
No. So I couldn't afford it anymore. After 8 months, I left.
Oh, you left. Okay. Yeah. All right. Did you continue to sell after that?
No, I only sold for like a couple batches.
Okay.
I would call it. And then I was just like, Jesus, what am I fucking doing?
Yeah.
This isn't pretty worth good. It.
All right. I can see that.
I haven't done cocaine in about 9 years now.
That was 9 years
Damn.
Ago?
Yeah, it was 2011. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's also, he doesn't think that's trashy because he was a coke addict for like 10 years. So you're going like, we were friends.
I say that when my parents are watching. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Good to see you. Kippy's hitting the booze.
Parents listen to their podcast. What am I? Now I'm handcuffed? Can't talk about your past?
And the meatloaf was great last weekend, Ma.
Yeah. Huh.
No, but I just see that as a classy. That's more Miami Vice than like... The Wire.
It's also far from Miami Vice. He was living with four other people.
But they went to Harvard, Kevin.
I understand.
Talking about class.
But I see where he's coming from. He's selling coke out of his fucking roommate's apartment.
You know what diploma you can't do cocaine off of? One that you didn't get. All right.
Shout out to Widener University.
Manicure.
I have not had one. No.
Pedicure?
No.
Massage?
Sure.
Well, when was the last massage you had?
A long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, I certainly, obviously COVID's out, and then probably a couple years before that.
Really? Yeah. I got one 3 days ago.
Really?
They're up and running.
Huh.
Yeah. $60.
Sometimes if they don't feel
Shout
good.
Shout out to Ming.
$20.
Yeah, that's like that walks on your back. Like, I don't want that.
No, she doesn't walk on your back.
They have a little bar on the ceiling.
No, that's what you want?
I've had that. Oh, that's the like $35.
No, this is a girl. It's just a full body massage.
I'll do it for $10. I'll get the kinks out too.
I'll pay you $10. Hey, listen, $10 a bag of blow. I'll come over this weekend.
Why is there a fat guy in Francis's room walking on his back?
Okay. Do you sneak snacks into the movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I'll do one more. I will sneak dinner into the movie.
Ooh. I hate that.
And I'll sneak dinner in.
I hate you.
Cooked myself.
Oh, what? My God.
I will bring in like steamed broccoli, brown rice, and broiled chicken breasts. And I'll have an actual metal knife and fork.
That's organic garbage.
Because I don't believe in
that's insane
plastic
level
utensils.
Trash.
And I,
what do you put it in, Tupperware?
You put it at the bottom of your girlfriend's purse. The theater we go to doesn't check. The guy doesn't care.
It's definitely glass Tupperware, I would assume, right?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
See?
Glad Tupperware.
You can't hide.
I don't think I've never even in all of my trash. I've never even thought of taking food
home.
You've made at home.
Well, sometimes the movie conflicts directly with dinner time and you've got to eat and you don't want to, what are you going to sneak
Structure.
A fucking pizza box in? No.
No, but I was asking like fucking Gobstoppers
sure.
or something. You're going three-course meal.
I've done that, but for the sake of the podcast, I've done far worse.
I love it. That's
so,
wow. That's, you really might have... That's trashier than selling
it's,
blow.
It's a weird type of trash,
because
isn't
it's,
it?
Sure.
Because
it's
oh,
fucking steamed broccoli, brown rice, and fucking broiled chicken. That's...
Yeah.
that's
That makes it what?
That makes it classy. I mean, he's eating right. What do you want?
Dude, what are you talking? He's making food an hour ahead of time, traveling to the
But it's healthy food.
Usually it'll be like a leftover. I'll bring leftovers into the movie.
That's even worse.
That's bad.
That's insane. I'd rather you cook the meal or stop and get a chalupa or something on the way and sneak it in.
I think cooking something for the movie theater is ridiculous. That would be ridiculous.
This is all ridiculous, Francis. That is next level insanity.
I can't come at
leftovers
you.
To the fucking movie theater?
I've eaten a lot of shit in the movie theater. It's never been steamed. I've never had a piece of broccoli.
You've never had a piece of broccoli.
I was watching Ghostbusters, so I got
a couple of deep fried Oreos.
I got to say that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
I like
good.
How you're just, it's because it's healthy, you think that's okay behavior. What about the fucking poor schmuck next to him where he breaks out boiled fucking...
Yeah,
vegetables.
They
let
don't
those
like
peasants deal with themselves.
You know what allowed me to think that doing that was okay? I went
to
the theater I used to go to in Brooklyn. There would be people that had full McDonald's
meals.
Yeah,
it gets hairy in New York.
And I would be like, well, if they're eating dinner and it's this shit, like, okay, I can eat dinner in the movies and my dinner just looks a lot better.
That's some waspy shit right there. Well, they're over there eating.
They're fast food.
Yeah, they're handed out hamburgers. Like, who got what? You know? It's like, what, are you fucking kidding me? The previous
I said no tomatoes.
Holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, that's unforgivable in my book. That's insane.
I don't think so.
You are a fucking animal. So,
if it was like meatloaf or spaghetti or some shit like that, yeah. But it's fucking low carb, high protein, lean fat.
It doesn't matter what it is. He's taking a fucking...
He's probably on his way going to the gym afterwards real quick for a steam and a workout.
We're growing.
Maybe a facial.
We're growing so far apart. That's insane.
What about brushing your teeth in the shower? How do you feel about that?
I have no problem with that. Yeah,
because he's a savage. He takes leftovers to the fucking movie theater.
I don't do it anymore as often, but for years and years I did it.
Okay, would you leave the toothbrush in the shower?
Accidentally, I would. But I would know, I would not mean to do that.
Okay.
That's not where it
belongs. A little bit of saving grace.
Now, as we've established, you come from a good lineage, upper middle class beginnings, as you said, then your father's business really took off. Well-educated. How do you feel, okay, because my associate here on the podcast is a staunch, does not believe that this is a quality thing.
Well, I know what he's going to say.
Do you take leftovers home from a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I eat them.
At the movie theater.
No. Homemade food at the movie theater.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Where did you go to school again? Where was your college?
Harvard.
Harvard University. Thank you.
Do you guys differ on that one?
Oh, yeah. This has been contentious.
This guy doesn't take leftovers.
Why not?
Well, okay. Because
he's a bozo and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
One, I finish it.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
And I'm not saying not taking it is classy. I'm not saying it's like a classy move to leave it.
I see.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying to take, you know, a quarter of a chicken breast and four pieces of asparagus home. To me, I just go, that's garbage. Because if you don't take it, it's literal trash. So I finish.
Not
my
if
meal
I'm
all
waiting
time.
At the table.
Yeah, I mean, it's still food.
I understand that. That's why I finish it. I'm never in a position
to. Okay, I have an interesting addendum to
lay
this,
it on us,
which would be that I get anxiety when I go to a new restaurant that I'm not going to order the best stuff that they have. I will always ask the waiter, "What's the best stuff you've got?" You know, and maybe they say like one or two or three things, but I will overorder to quell the anxiety of having
of
missed
out.
I get FOMO big time at restaurants. Does that make sense?
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing
out.
Fear
of missing out.
Ah.
So like because I fear I'm never going to come back to this place and I'd rather just hit it once and order like way too much stuff, but make sure that I can taste everything. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
That makes for a nice leftover tray.
That's exactly right. That's
sure.
Why my leftovers are worth at least another full meal. You're
that's
talking
completely
about...
different. I'm talking about if you go and you order a bowl of spaghetti or whatever, a bowl of pasta, there's a quarter of it left, you didn't finish it. I'm not saying I'm classy for not taking it. I'm just saying I think it's trashy.
I intentionally overorder because I rely on myself to eat the leftovers as another meal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a different point of view we've got.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. That's a different situation as well because you're ordering over the top.
There's a sort of a triangle of opinion here where none of us seem to be on the same page, but it's cool. Everyone's got
what
their
do you
own.
Mean? I'm with you 100%. I want to go to dinner with you right now. I'll
yeah,
tell you
but
that.
You
I'll
have
do a little over ordering.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah, yeah, okay. We side together on that.
Hang
one.
Out with the kid. Yeah. Maybe see if Pepe is still around. What was his name? The guy in Brooklyn.
Who
was your guy in Brooklyn?
Oh, Poppy.
Poppy, yeah.
Yeah, Brownsville. Yeah.
Check him out, too.
I think it's
the oh, Poppy. The way you said, oh, you mean Poppy.
Poppy's a little sloppy.
Poppy's a little sloppy.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Growing up, did you have milk with dinner?
I was always lactose intolerant. From a very young age. And not in like a fucking pathetic...
Nerdy.
You know, bullshit... Like single mom type of way. I hate to say it. That
wait,
way.
Why? What does that mean?
You, not like I get a little gassy. Like I would really get sick if I had dairy at all. So I was on soy milk most of my life, and then switched over to
almond.
Oh, now I'm on oat.
Yeah.
Oatly? Oat's the shit. Oh yeah, dude.
Oatly's nice.
10 days a week.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah. Have you
I like how we took a shot at single moms too. That's classy, right? Yeah. There.
I don't know if I should have said that. I feel like I shouldn't have said that. Meant like yoga moms.
It's pedigree. It's what it is. You're calling it how you see it.
It's not like a. It's not like a lifestyle choice. It's not like I want to do this because it's.
Well, they say lactose intolerant, and that means a very different thing to me from what I.
Well, you actually suffer from lactose.
Like I was almost like allergic.
Sure.
To lactose. Yeah.
Like people who come in and say that they have a gluten allergy when they really don't.
Yeah. You just get a little sleepy. So do we all.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I have OCD. I get nervous. It's like some people actually have severe OCD and some people are like, oh, I get weird in a situation.
There was a girl in my high school who told everyone she had a gluten allergy, but then she would just eat the pasta anyway and then throw it up. And we were like, no, you just have an eating disorder.
Yeah.
That was how it was. We all saw it. And she kept, you know, oh, celiac disease.
Oh, that's what it's called, celiac disease.
Get out of here. Don't piss on my face and tell me it's raining.
What?
10 days a week, don't piss on this guy's got slogans. I like it.
Sure do.
Old
that's
school.
Great.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a haircuttery?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so.
What is that? It sounds like a
he doesn't even know what it is.
It's like a super
cut? It's like a super cuts, yeah.
Who does cut your hair? A barber?
A barber.
Mm. A barber. Not a stylist.
Certainly not.
What's a haircut run you now? What are you spending? What are you dropping on a haircut? Plus tip.
It's plus tip.
Let us know. Drop it on us.
Why? It's so funny you ask this. I swear to God. It's $50. It's like $50 to $55.
It's Manhattan. It makes sense. Yeah.
But here's what's funny.
What?
With tip or tip on top of that?
With tip.
That's $55 with tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the haircut's what? 30, 40?
It's like $40. Yeah.
10, 15 on tip.
Okay. Not too shabby.
Now, here's the thing, though. When
he's got a good head of hair.
I got fired from my job at Barstool, and I didn't make as much money for a while, obviously, until I went and worked for Bro Bible.
You were doing well over there.
At Barstool?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was making a good salary.
Okay.
And I just didn't have much money, and the first change that I made in my life was to go from $55 haircuts to $19 haircuts.
There's a difference.
Dude, I looked like shit.
I know.
It was unbelievable.
I know.
I would have loved to have been there on a Friday night, you coming out of your first $19
haircut.
Whacked
up.
Oh, my God.
Pissed off.
Oh, my God. It was fucking revolting.
Did you ever have somebody cut your hair where you're like, I know, you don't even care that you're doing that. They're just like looking. It's like
you're
crazy.
Arguing with this guy who does not speak any English over what is best for your hair, and he has his idea, and he won't meet you in the middle.
No.
He says, no, I'm giving you this.
This is what you're getting.
If you want a better haircut, earn more money.
Yeah. That's the way they play it, dude. If you can get a really good, expensive haircut in New York, or you can, like, fucking slum it.
Yeah.
Or you don't have a say. You just get what they give you.
And they set up their waiting chairs on the sidewalk outside because the place is so small, you can't even have...
Where is it?
It's one of those like floating shops.
Okay, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean, like in a fucking under an awning somewhere. I don't know.
Do you have a guy when you're back to the $55 haircut? You're back to your
now.
Back,
I've gone back.
You're back. He's making a little
things
bit
are good.
Ish.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific guy you go to?
I do.
Yeah. Do you make an appointment or do you walk in and wait for him?
I make an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have the heart when I walk in to wait. I feel bad for the. poor schmuck in the back.
Yeah,
and I always go, and they always fuck me up every time.
I know. No, I think
I'd rather have a bad haircut than hurt that guy's feelings.
That's a good. That means you're not as garbage.
I think everybody knows that though. If you have your own barber in a multiple barber situation, they know you're waiting for your guy.
I always get Terry in the back. Fucking Terry.
Hmm.
Terry's just my guy now, dude. I'm like, no, I'm waiting for Terry to bash me up real bad. And I ain't got a lot left, Terry. Fucking step your game up.
Have Terry ruin my week real quick.
I like Russian barbers now.
New York, you got to go. It's all Russian.
I want Russian.
Yeah, or like Eastern European.
Cutting
my
hair.
Yeah, for sure.
My barber knows so much about... This guy speaks really good English, and he knows so much about what's going on in Russia politically that I go in and I learn from him.
Ah, that's pretty good.
And I actually really enjoy it. I've fact-checked him after the fact, and he was dead right. And I'm like, all right, this guy...
What's the scoop? What's cooking over there?
Well, he says that the current conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia is actually a much more likely scenario to lead to World War III than anything that would occur between America, Russia, or China.
Damn.
Why? Because it's a proxy?
It's being fought over this tiny, tiny parcel of land, but there are so many kind of ethnic and religious considerations. Like, Turkey wants the Muslims to win because they're a predominantly Muslim country. I mean, there's the outside forces that are like aiding from the back based on their own, you know,
interests,
and it's pulling more people in.
Look at that. You're old class,
dude. That was way better than my Russian barber. My Russian barber looked like a bad guy from a Bond movie. Cut my hair with a shoe.
As if I wanted a 12-year-old kid. He's good. He's fresh. I tell you. Trust me. I cut back straight, or you want natural? And tell me if you want a little girl. Let me know.
She's virgin. Okay. This I can't foresee this. But does your family ever participate in the ritual known as a Yankee swap or white elephant?
I don't know what those are.
Okay, that's where it's like a
Pollyanna.
A Pollyanna?
Secret Santa. I don't know where the fuck you got those terms.
I've never even heard of Pollyanna, but I've heard of Secret Santa.
All right, so it's a secret. It's a Secret Santa where everybody buys a gift, and then you like fight over. It's real trash. It's real trash.
Wait,
shit.
Say it again. Fight over it?
Have you ever been to a fair that had 50-50 raffle tickets?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he owned the land. It was in Maine.
The winner got a Jaguar.
Not the car. What? No. So say there's the three of us, right? We all pull a number. We all buy a gift, not for anybody, but just a standard gift.
See, this is trashy.
This is real.
We didn't do that. We did a straight Pollyanna,
which is still kind of trashy, but whatever. It's you all buy just a nondescript gift anybody could use, right? Uh-huh. You all put it in the middle, and then they're all wrapped up. You don't know what they are, and then we all pull a number 1 through 3. Number one pulls first. So say you open it up, and it's a fucking Flobee to cut your hair. You go, oh, cool. And then I can either take from the pot, or I can take your gift.
Okay.
And that can, but you do it with like 10 people, and it goes on. And
wait, have you ever gotten a Flobee as a gift? Tell me, please tell me yes.
No, but my sister-in-law's dad invented the Flobee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whoa. And Easy Pass.
Couple of bucks. What?
Couple of shots.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Easy Pass?
Mm-hmm. There's a technology. He invented the technology, then leased it to Easy Pass.
This is your sister-in-law's
dad. He was an inventor. Like a proper inventor.
Good for him.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's cool. I mean, the Easy Pass is just an enormously helpful thing. What a development.
Yeah.
For the traffic? Best. Think about it.
Forget it.
Do you ever see people at a toll?
I just got Easy Pass. I just got it last week.
What are you doing?
I just got it last week.
The new one for me, that's pathetic.
I know. I didn't have a car for a long time.
The new one for me, this one is merging into this territory, but it's not there yet. When I go to the airport, I have
clear or
TSA pre-check.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that, and I look down on people that are in the pedestrian line.
Sure.
But it's not. It's still a sense of superiority, rather than how could you be such an idiot as to not have this?
Mm-hmm. Sure,
which is what I feel about Easy Pass.
Yeah, of course, of course.
You're breaking out change.
In my defense, when I had my car in New York, I had it, and then I got rid of my car.
Yeah,
I took my car back to my parents, and it sat there for 3 years, and then I don't know, 6-8 months ago, I brought it back, and I just never fucking got it.
Right,
and then I just got it.
Makes sense.
But they're getting rid of them because now, because of COVID. So you just drive through and it's all by mail anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever gone through, have you ever not had Easy Pass and gone through a toll and not had the money to pay for it?
No.
I have, but by accident again. And then I had to settle it up in the mail.
Yeah, I had to do that too once.
They get you on the fees too.
I knew damn well that I wasn't able to pay for
hassle.
It. Yeah. I was driving to Virginia.
Sorry, I took the wrong car. Got my mom's car.
My wallet's in my other car.
All right, I got one. You're a classy guy, a couple of bucks, probably live in a nice apartment.
Yeah, why do you want to be garbage? I feel like you're disappointed. That
I never said
not.
I wanted to
he
be.
He just said I got a darker side.
I can't pretend that sure. I'm some totally unimpeachable person.
Yeah.
The word impeachable. That's class.
If I were to go to your house right now, right, me and Foley come over, we sit down, we both ask for water.
Do you live with your lady friend?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We both ask for water.
Mm-hmm.
What are you offering us?
Great question. I'm going to take a glass out of the cupboard, and I'm going to fill it up for you guys from our Brita filter in the refrigerator.
Okay, that's a valid answer.
That's the answer.
A bottle of water is very nice, but I know you're not big on plastic.
No, not at all. I don't keep bottles of water.
Yes. No. I picked up on the
I like the glass Pellegrinos and Gero-Leisners.
That's the... If I went and asked for water and someone gave me a Pellegrino, I'd be like, how do I take from you in life? What can I take from you?
We're big on that at our house. My wife's European, so that's all. It's just all the fucking... That's all it is.
Let me tell you something. Everybody... I know when people go to a restaurant, all right? All right, and I'm talking to the fans out there. All right, maybe on a tight budget. When you go to a restaurant and they offer you a bottle of sparkling or still, I swear to God, skip the soda and fucking get that. It is so fucking worth it.
I totally disagree.
And what?
Yes, thank you. I agree
answer
with you.
Tap every time, almost out of some like I don't sense of. Not wanting to be an asshole.
No, go with the bottle.
No joke, when I was single, I went on a date with a girl once who jumped in, and as I was saying, tap's fine, and was like, sure, bottle's great. And they brought it was like $14. Yeah. What's the one with the orange label? They give it to you in the green room at Caroline's all the time.
It's Aqua Penna or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It's glass, and it was a big bottle, and I
$38.
Immediately wrote this girl off.
Yeah, that's
we were
a tough
not
look.
At all compatible.
Yeah. I'm a big still guy. The worst answer you could have given is do you ever go to someone's house and they give you a glass of water and the glass is wet?
Oh.
And it's like they like just wash the glass out of the sink and then you're like, I'm like, nah, dude, I'll fuck it. I'm good.
You smell like old soap and garlic in it. Yeah, that's fucking
what
gross.
What if they pointed you to the sink and they were just like, put your head under there and sip it?
I probably have some friends where that's the case for
sure. I love drinking from the hose.
Drinking from the hose.
Well, a hose would be different.
Yeah. Drinking from the faucet of the bathroom late at night when you're dying of thirst is good too.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You're getting a sideways sip.
It's not good.
Doesn't go
it's
down
too
your
much
throat
energy
the right
to
way.
Get what you need.
Yeah.
It's not
harder
smart.
To breathe too.
I water every night. That's the last thing we do. Water
what?
Next to the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what
so
do
you
do?
Got it. And I try to throw a move on the old lady. She turns me down.
Break out the crippler. And then what? You have your water in the middle of the night when you wake up?
Yeah, I wake up a lot. I pee a lot. I need some water, you know?
How many times do you pee ever when you're sleeping through the night?
I hold it every time.
At least once.
You get up at least once a night in the middle of the night to pee.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, I
hold it.
I used to pee the bed a lot as a kid.
Oh.
I just got a tiny bladder to go with a tiny pee-pee.
I have a friend who gets up three times a night.
That's a lot. That
he
would
has
be
the
like
tightest,
that's a
smallest
lot.
Bladder ever. Yeah. And he's a big dude. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse than that. I hold it as long as I can and until like it affects my dreams, my sleep.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm
weird.
Just angry. It's like holding it.
But dude, that release, it's like you're sitting there like tossing and rolling around.
I know.
That pain's never gonna go away.
But
you gotta get it out.
You know what too? I fucking my girl's always on me about like, missing the toilet and peeing on the floor. I go in there in the middle of the night half asleep. It's on the walls. I don't know what's going on.
More men are, this is something I'm learning. A lot more men are sitting down to pee.
It's not comfortable for me.
I agree. I don't feel like I'm clearing the cylinder as much.
Yeah. I feel like I'm peeing back on myself.
I need
you might
gravity
be.
to help in that process.
Yeah.
And I hate getting pee on my area. It's very smelly. I don't like it.
Ah, man.
Well, ladies,
your something pee, every... your piss strikes me as being very, very dark yellow.
Oh, you wouldn't like it.
No. Yeah, not a lot of water in there.
Thick.
Yeah.
Viscous.
It's a lot of fucking, you know, vitamins and nutrients coming out.
It would be like that guy, Aaron Ralston, who got his arm trapped under the rock in 127 hours. So he had to drink his own pee. Yours is like the third cycle
of that. Of third it. Generation of so your
you've
own pee.
You've gone through a couple times and your bladders have sorted out any remaining nutrients and it's just mud now.
It's bad. It's mud. It looks like my pee looks like Mountain Dew most of the time.
Jesus.
And when I have a
you're so unhealthy.
When I have when I have asparagus,
it comes out as a whole one. Comes shooting.
Comes out wrapped up.
Wrapped up in bacon.
No, when I have asparagus, it instantly smells so bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I know, but with my added people. My added regular unleaded that I usually
You're unleaded.
Have, it makes it
this guy's,
makes
this guy's burning high octane over
burning
here.
Pure diesel.
It makes for a really weird smell. Like the whole bathroom, it's like coyote pee or something like that. Marking my trail. So I know how to get home.
They sell it at fucking. I forget the name.
Guys,
of the
I gotta tell you, I'm having a lot of fun.
That's
really
what we
am.
Do here, buddy.
This is great fun.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I like this.
All right, I got a couple more. I think. When was the last time you were in a wave pool?
Long time. Yeah. Probably 12 or 13. One of those vacations to Florida.
Roller coaster.
Not as long as you might. Well, I was 22. It was my senior.
That's
year of college.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Ever work at a kiosk in the mall?
No.
Did you have a job growing up?
Sure.
What'd you do?
Yeah. One summer, I was like a referee of all these like kids, youth soccer and games and stuff like that.
That's a classy job.
Real classy. That and the tutoring.
Uh-huh. And then I did, I worked at I painted porches for an entire summer.
That's a
just
college
porches?
Job.
Like mostly, it was mostly like decks and porches.
Was it like Sarta Pro Painters or whatever? One of those.
I was just freelancing, gotcha. But I got a couple jobs. Like people would refer me and whatever.
Wait, you were doing it yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
That's class.
Industrial.
Started his own business.
And then I did. I worked. You'll like this. I worked as a kayak and canoe.
Of course.
What's up, bros? Ready to yak?
Place. And I would pull the boats off the hooks and like give them to families to go out in the ocean. That was a summer where I was working at this very ritzy area of Maine called Prout's Neck. Roger Goodell has his summer house there.
Okay.
And they have a famous old hotel called the Black Point Inn. And I made friends with all of the wealthy New York kids that were there. And I would play beer pong in their screened-in porches and take advantage of them and stuff. And they one day brought me after work to the Black Point Inn for tea.
Wow. Because
they set out all these little finger sandwiches. And they had a grand piano in the little area there, and I sat down and started
to play. Yeah, you play,
yeah.
Oh. The manager of the hotel walked out and offered me a job playing the piano two nights a week on the spot, and I went from making like $8 an hour at my canoe and kayak rental place to making $50 for 4 hours of playing just two nights a week.
Damn.
And like tripled my weekly salary.
What'd you play that blew him away? Would you like Piano Man or something?
I don't even know what I was. I don't even remember.
Render and Nanny with a puppy in the stage.
Chopsticks.
But it was like, it was one of those amazing, just fortuitous moments of like being in the right place
right
at the right
place,
time.
Yeah.
And then like getting into, you know, the richer circle.
Sure.
That allowed
me
to
all about, baby.
Make more money.
It's all
gotta
about
upgrade.
That network.
I got to stop hanging out with you.
No shit.
I will tell you, working around rich people is helpful.
I know. My niece
it
and,
is.
My
keep
niece
faking
and nephew,
it till you make it. Yeah. You know?
My niece and nephew are in private school, and I've been networked with some of their friends.
See if they need their porches painted.
They're only 8 and 9, but still.
I used to work at a law firm that represented international billionaires. That was like my last day job. And when you're working around that kind of, like, I used to manage their apartments in New York. I mean, like $100 million apartments and shit.
Yeah.
It's like you. It's just.
Do you go into some of those places?
Yeah. So, I used to sometimes have to go like reset the Wi-Fi or whatever. You're like whatever, you know, or like go yell at a neighbor.
And you're one of 25 people there that day who are fixing something,
dude,
or
they,
like cleaning or teaching.
Oh
the chess.
Yeah. They wouldn't, and like a lot of them wouldn't even know me.
Yeah.
And like I would have to like also I'd have to fund the accounts from like all the it's all like shell corporations
right.
and getting money in the U.S. So I'd be on the phone with like fucking, you know, Hong Kong being like, I need 2 million stat in the, you know, to the BVI account. And then
totally.
Like, and I'm like, you don't even know me. And I'm ordering around $2 million of your money.
Dude, the best gig I had when I was tutoring was I got hired by a very, very wealthy family. I mean, blew the other orders of magnitude greater than the other Upper East Side families I had. And this guy, you know, he had a big family and a staff of 15, which included two chefs who cooked all the dinners.
Yeah. Damn.
And the kids would come through. There were a lot of kids in the family, and they would come through and they would fill their plates or whatever. And then me and the other tutor, who were full time, got to make our plates. And these guys, these chefs, had worked at the top restaurant,
oh, yeah,
Le Bernardin and 11 Madison Park, like, you know, Michelin starred restaurants. Yeah, yeah. And I was eating, you know, what would have been a $130
entree,
plate of dinner every night.
That's
Wait, how are you full time?
So I got hired. That family wanted like a total commitment. So I pushed my other students off to other tutors that I had hired. I took a percentage of what they were making. And then I worked.
Oh my God.
Couple of points. The kid gets to wet his beak.
Holy shit.
On contract for that family.
What? So you'd have to be there every day?
Yeah, 5 days a week.
After
Sunday
school.
Through Thursday. But there were perks. I mean,
there's a lot of perks.
They had
a
sick ski house that they would take a helicopter to, and I would accompany them sometimes on the helicopter. Out there.
Why? Okay, what would be the under the?
The kids had homework on the weekends, and if the parents sometimes like the parents wouldn't come, and so they would send a tutor
what?
And two nannies and like
it's all outsourced.
A chef, out with the kids, the ski house
on the helicopter.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I used to. There was this guy.
How are the nannies? Are they hot,
dude? No, but there was, something fucking insane happened, which is straight out of like, Upstairs, Downstairs or Downton Abbey or some shit where
never seen it.
The chef was and then one of the nannies started having an affair.
Nice.
And they were both married to like other people.
Nice.
And they were doing a ton of drugs.
Nice.
Ecstasy.
Nice.
And then the nanny was like driving the little kids to surf camp in the morning and was too fucked up, and they found this out, and they were also stealing wine from the wine cellar.
That's what you're getting.
You can't do that.
And rich guys know their wine.
You can't steal.
It was one of the maids who found the empty bottles of wine and snitched on them. And then when the dad confronted the chef picked up a vase in the kitchen and threw it at his head. He ducked, and it broke through the stained glass window that they had done special for that house. And then I think they called the police, and the chef got arrested and taken away.
Of course he did.
That happened in front of the fucking kids, man.
That's probably not even the craziest thing that's happened in front of those kids.
That was the craziest thing that I was like,
of course,
I arrived the next day, and the kids ran out the driveway to greet me, and they were like, you're never going to believe what happened. And I was like, this is awesome.
Let's get in the helicopter and talk about that.
It's pretty
helicopter
sick.
To the ski resort.
Yeah. That's
you've been in a helicopter on your way to go skiing.
Yeah, but as a passenger, like
my mom was friends with a lady whose husband was the
guy that used to fly with the weather channels. You get to sit in the back. We're up here. There's traffic on 95.
I'm keeping an eye on a car chase.
Go lower. I was too scared to go. It was right around Halloween, I remember. My brother, this fucking thing came down the runway. It was huge, landed. I was like, nah, fuck that. Let's go to fucking Clover, get some G.I. Joes. But my brother went for like a 20-minute ride.
Yeah.
Helicopters are spooky.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, you think you're in a tin of sardines.
That. Yeah. So one of my family's friends used to fly. He had one and he would fly it like recreationally. And I remember all the kids are like, we're going in fucking Mr. Whatever's thing. I'm like, I was like six. Like, dude, you are not fucking getting me in that.
Yeah, unless you're a fucking Huey Vietnam vet pilot, I'm not getting into a fucking chopper with you. I want somebody with military training.
That, and when I was in SeaWorld, they pulled me up to like play with Shamu or whatever. And I was like, not today, chief. You are not pulling me up to fucking get eaten by this fucking thing. Pick some other schlub from Kansas.
Gets eaten in front of a whole SeaWorld crowd.
Not doing it.
You think it's part of the show?
Yeah. Oh, look, his arm's gone. Nope.
Have you ever been to Busch Gardens Williamsburg?
No, but I've been to Busch Gardens Florida. Orlando, I assume.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Myrtle Beach for vacation?
No.
That's trash. Have you ever owned a lava lamp?
No.
Okay.
Blacklight?
No, but I had those glow-in-the-dark stars that you would
that was like
stick
the,
on the
that
ceiling.
Was like the intro to, like, you really wanted a black, like, I was like, I wanted, like, black light poster. I was like, we'll start with the stars.
That was the intro to Smoking Doobies.
Yeah, that's all you wanted.
Did you guys ever have a door made of beads?
Oh, that's a question.
Have you?
No, but I wanted one.
No way, your mom. No way, your mom was going for that.
I wanted
one. Put
that
in the helicopter.
Yeah.
That's a question that's come up on the show a bunch. Yeah.
Really? God damn, I thought that was an original thought.
No, I think we just asked it like 2 weeks ago, maybe. Yeah.
Fuck me twice.
Yeah, it's...
Still trashy.
Hmm. That is trashy. Just anything you could buy at Spencer's Gifts as home decor.
It's trash, yeah.
It's garbage.
That's how I come up with questions for the show. I just go to Spencer's website.
I love it.
Have you ever bought a necklace with a charm on it?
No.
Okay.
What about? Like a bead.
Okay.
Like at a county fair. A hemp necklace with a bead.
Yeah.
That one I was
That's
like all right. 15.
That was cool back at that age. That was in.
What I could see him wearing, you ever one of those, wear a puka shell necklace?
No, I not a shell one, but I had like those sort of Abercrombie boy necklaces when I was in seventh grade for sure.
Yeah,
I did rock those, and I popped my collar.
You did,
and I once wore a shirt, two shirts,
two
and
collars.
Popped both collars.
Wait, what do you mean two polos?
Got, one within
the
other.
Day, you would put two polos on and pop both of them,
as though your collars were spooning each other.
Yeah. It's
it was a layering
that.
Technique.
It was way past your time.
Yeah.
You would usually do the white one on the inside and then the color one on the outside.
Yeah. I had a buddy that did it like we were way too old. It wasn't even cool. And he would like show up to the ball like we were like 23 or whatever. He would show up to the ball with three pop collars on.
No.
Swear to God, dude.
That's too much.
I'm drawing a blank on his fucking name. Shout out to Quigs. And Stateside Vodka.
But at that point, you're not even
started a vodka company.
You're wearing three shirts.
Yeah, but you know, it's a conversation
what the
starter.
Fuck.
No, it's not. It's a conversation.
We're talking about
ender.
It. We're talking about it.
Do you
years
pop...
later, a kid's still got some heat.
Do you pop your collar now or no?
No,
he's a fucking gentleman.
Not in a decade or more. For sure.
I thought that's what cool people did was pop your collar.
This is making me want to try it again. I want to bring it back.
You could pull it off because you're tall, good, in shape, and you're like, oh, that's good. That's a fashion choice by that guy. You couldn't. I couldn't do it.
When you go to brunch, do you wear sunglasses? Do you wear sunglasses at brunch?
Only to the restaurant, and then I take them off.
Do you wear flip-flops in the city?
No.
I got one. This has been a very divisive one based on Foley's answer. You're out, you know, it's obviously not ideal, but you're out somewhere and you have to use the bathroom at number two, right? You got to use a public restroom. What's the ritual? How do you clean the seat in a public restroom?
Yeah. You know, I've just become more secure about this as I've grown older. I used to be very germophobic about it and but now, honestly, I give it a glance. And if I'm like,
test.
It looks pretty clean, dry, I'll just sit down. But then if there's anything untoward, I will get a ball of toilet paper, a thick ball, and then use that as a somewhat of a squeegee and then just hold my breath.
Nice. Yeah. Foley, why don't you tell them what you do?
Well, I like to poop in the evenings. I will, similar situation, like when it looks clean, there's not like shit on the toilet or anything like that.
Yeah.
You're going to be... blown away.
I will get that same said chunk of toilet paper. I will flush the toilet a couple of times to get fresh water in there.
A couple of times?
Yeah, like to get, you know, fresh water.
Hold on. May I pause you? I'm so sorry. Do you flush it, wait till it replenishes, and then flush it again?
Yeah, they're those industrial
ones. Well, the way you did it, you were like, it sounded like you were pumping it.
the ones that, like, you know...
But
like,
that don't have the tank.
Rocket ship flushers.
Yeah, don't have a tank. Yeah.
So you're just ripping that thing to create, like, a vacuum of some kind?
No, to get the water fresh, and then I take the ball of toilet paper, I dip it a little bit, just a touch in the water, and then I wipe the seat.
Why don't you wet it under the sink?
Because then I got to go out with the whole toilet paper in my hand. Everyone knows I'm taking a poop.
Did anyone have doubts when you flushed the toilet four times?
Or you're in the stall?
I could be doing bumps. They don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
How insane is that?
That guy's flushing a lot of cocaine down the toilet.
He uses toilet bowl water.
That's gross, man.
To clean the toilet seat.
Well, in a weird way, it explains why you're flushing it so many times, which environmentally, again, that hurts me. But I understand it.
Yeah, that's my move.
What if you see like stalactite on the
like
on
poop?
The corner? Yeah, you chunks.
Know, I'm gonna go to a different stall.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hold it. or I'm not going to do the wiping method, and I'm just going to wipe it down and make it happen.
You're a fucking animal.
So why must it be wet? That makes the seat wet, which to me is uncomfortable.
I dry it off.
So you go wet.
He's doing a lot of work in there.
And then you take another ball, and then you...
If I need to.
You're the reason that the rainforest is being
depleted. There you go.
I'm pretty environmentally conscious in other ways. You guys are drinking out of plastic cups.
True.
I got my McFoley mug right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let's just do one or two. We got to wrap up, and then we'll do one or two of like the standards. Growing up, butter, was it kept in the refrigerator or kept on the counter? And where do you keep it now?
Refrigerator, and then now it's in the refrigerator in that little top on the door.
Yeah.
The top thing with a little see-through.
Wow, fold. He has one of those.
I got one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have a butter thing in your refrigerator?
Yeah, that's not like a
class. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I thought you meant like you had a separate. Can you access it from the outside?
No.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm not Iron Man.
He has a butter doggy door?
I'm not Iron Man. But you look like Michael Fassbender a little bit.
I've gotten that. Yeah. I like him. What a great actor.
Oh, he's the best.
He speaks like seven languages, too.
You French?
That's all you got?
Mm-hmm.
Plays the piano? Were you classically trained as a piano player?
I mean, that's such a fancy way. I took lessons in classical piano. But I couldn't say that I was trained by some sensei pianist.
So at that place in the Hamptons or wherever you were, where you were working the summer gig,
yeah.
you weren't playing like Billy Joel. You were playing like...
I was reading music, yeah, playing classical music.
Wow.
And Mozart? I had to wear a suit for it. I'd play some Mozart.
Wagner?
No, Wagner, no. I think mostly, Wagner's mostly like orchestral.
Okay.
I think. Certainly not Shakespeare.
Goosebumps?
Chuck Berry?
this has to be a yes, but this is another recurring one. If you had to go to a wedding tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Find out today you got to go to a wedding. You have a suit that fits you, correct?
Yeah.
You can put on a suit tomorrow and not have to worry about it.
Yes. However, I have had suits that I've chosen vetoed by my girlfriend due to stains that I did not think were deal breakers.
Sure. Hmm. That's a big thing, yeah. Okay. How many suits do you own currently?
Well, good question.
And I have a follow-up.
I would probably say like three.
That's pretty good.
But I have two that I bought on sale as like a big deal that I haven't hemmed yet.
Okay.
So the pant looks uncircumcised.
Okay, yeah. So I have them,
but they're not ready to go.
Not ready to go. But you could, in a pinch, you got one that you can put on and go to a funeral.
I own five suits, two of which are...
Holy shit.
I mean, they're, you know, those ones that I bought were like $200.
Yeah, he doesn't own a suit, so I only got five. They were only $200.
I still think that's less weird to me than not having a passport.
Yeah.
Do you own a tux?
Yes.
What?
Dude, I'm going to sound douchey here. Most of the weddings that I get invited to are black ties. Which I find very
cash
obnoxious.
Bar? What are we talking about here?
I find that very indulgent upon the side of the...
Yeah, you run in that circle.
Hold on. Have you ever been to a wedding that was cash bar?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I might have been one to like a kid back in the day at like a VFW or something, but not as an adult.
I've been to a funeral that was cash bar.
I went to a wedding that was dry. Peace. Which was really
brutal.
Offensive.
That's tough. I went to one.
It was because someone in the wedding party was sober.
The
wedding party?
No, I mean I think either the bride or the groom.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I'm not having a dry wedding for cousin Steve.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. You can't do that to people. Mm. I respect it. They're making choices to better their lives, but come on. So our fucking standing around drinking Shirley Temples like assholes.
I went to a wedding that was at like a, you know, it was a whatever. And instead of having it catered, like it was catered, but to save money, they did, oh, we'll just buy all the booze and then we'll serve that rather than having the third party serve.
You run out
so quick.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, they're like, we only got a half of a Jameson. And you're like, what? It's like, it's still light out.
Well,
trying to fucking tie one on over here. I put 100 in the card. Let's go.
It sounds good, but that's like running any party where you should just always overbuy.
Yeah, or let somebody come in and say, hey, it's on you. Like you're at a bar or a restaurant, you know, you're at the venue. The venue has it.
Dude, a BYOB wedding would be pretty fun.
That would be devastating.
It would get sloppy quick. Yeah.
I'd bring a cooler for sure.
Yeah.
Rolling in with a fucking party ball.
Yeah.
What about the wedding gift?
I always give money.
How much?
Now I'm like Venmoing people.
I've done that for a wedding.
People are fine with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do
this. Weird.
Dude, what was the last wedding you went to?
I know what your question is going to be, which is how much, right?
Yes. We want to get to the brass tacks.
Here's the thing. It depends on my friendship with the bride.
Yeah, of course.
So on a wedding where I feel as though I was a bubble invite, like we kind of hope he says no.
Yeah.
Like okay. He just made the cut. I'll give, if it's just me, I'll give $200.
Okay.
And if I have a date, I'll give
double.
$250, $300 maybe.
Okay.
For the two of us. But that's a good point because I won't get a plus one unless I'm like closer to the
sure. So what if it's like, let's say a cousin, right? A cousin that's like the invite is guaranteed. There's yeah. no, you're not on the bubble. It's a.
I think $300 is a pretty generous wedding gift.
For you and her or just you?
Probably the two of
that's
us.
Solid.
Okay.
But if it's like if I'm in the wedding and it's a close friend, I've given $500 before. Hmm. Which is then it's like,
that's
you're
a lot.
Like, this
that's
is
a chunk of change.
A big bite.
Yeah. Damn.
Not bad.
But I also, because I don't want to be the friend that like, even if, because even if everyone else in that wedding party pays like $1,000 or something insane, $500, nobody's going to look at you
can't
like,
ball, yeah.
Wow, you're an asshole. $500 is like a really good gift.
Sure. I also kind of look at it as like, if you're in the wedding party, it's like, I'm already sunken in for the fucking tux. I'm sunken in for the fucking.
Not him, he's owned it.
You should buy a tux. My tux was less than $500.
He's my best friend. You think I'm going to wear a tux to his fucking wedding? I'm not buying a tux. Come on.
True. I feel like you guys are going to wear Billabong.
You got the invite, I'll tell you that.
Dude, there's not board shorts that fit him.
I got board shorts.
He's N1 mesh shorts all day, baby. Meet me at the Rucker.
I got a pair of N1s. Rocking it out.
N4s. All right. You're a bigger guy.
All right. We got to get you out of here.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
Class. This is fun. Kids class.
Yeah.
This is kids fun. Class all around, man.
Right?
For sure.
Class appreciate in the booth. What do you boys say?
I'm stunned.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Fucking French, piano, helicopters.
You know, you read the resume, though, and you're ignoring some of the nitty-gritty, some of the intangibles. And I'm not arguing that I'm trash.
Sold cold Coke once. Okay.
I love
it. Get over it.
I love it. Here are my checks for class. Speak French. Plays classical piano.
Passport at six.
You've been in a helicopter.
Didn't know what hair cutter he was.
And you traffic cocaine. So that's all the boxes for me.
That's a plus in his book. Yeah, I mean, you've definitely, I'm not, it's also not a stamp of like, oh, you're, you know, not, you are impeachable, like you said, but it's like, you have behaviors that you've done trash. Nobody makes it, no one's the Teflon Don.
Right.
No one makes it 32 years without, you know, dabbling in the dark arts.
I wonder if I should have, I mean, some of the relationship stuff maybe would have tipped the scales a little bit farther.
Yeah, that happens. Everybody's got, you know, you come from a lineage of good stock.
Yeah.
You had a good upbringing, you know.
The jawline.
Not to say that you're a fucking, you know, you definitely got some skeletons.
Look at the jawline.
He's a good looking guy, you know.
What about, did you have braces when you were a kid?
Only for a short, like 10 months. I was lucky.
Damn, those are just natural.
Well, I had a huge overbite, but then my teeth moved very quickly back into
even his teeth are good.
His teeth are classy.
Yeah.
You know what I want to ask you? How do you, in that environment when you were selling, how did you deal with the people coming in like late night looking for a second bag and all that kind of stuff? All tweaked out.
I mean, I didn't get that. That was the thing. I was selling to like a controlled group of people. I wasn't answering a beeper and then being like, meet me around the block. We're going to do a little joint, you know.
Yeah.
But by the way, those guys always had really nice cars.
Oh, yeah. Cote d'Or's always got nice cars.
Like BMW 750s and like nice legroom.
It's the 10 to 8s, as I call them.
Yeah.
We got to wrap up. We got to get out
Francis Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Buddy,
Francis,
thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys very much.
This was so much fun.
Is there anything you want the folks out there to know? Anything coming up?
I'll be in Indianapolis at Helium on November 19th to the 21st. You can get tickets for that at francisellis.com. Otherwise, check out our podcast, Oops. It's a lot of fun.
With we have former guest Giulio Gallerati.
One of our favorites.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kippy, what do you got?
Guys, at Kevin Rank Comedy on all social media. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Check us out. Thanks.
Yes, sir. We love you guys, and we will see you next week. Peace.